This is Tyre Barnes, and today I will be talking about the book Buzz Arms by Paul Logan and Ben Iris. The podcast is produced weekly, and today's script can be found on Schoology at https://cherrycreekschools.org. Come back often and leave any comments on my Twitter at TJBarnes. Now let's get started with the show. What is the book about? Martin Lunez in deep trouble. His little brother Hero was tragically killed by a rival gang. Martin's mother moves them to a neighborhood after his brother is killed, and Martin is torn between seeking revenge and hanging with his old crew or changing his life with the help of his new teacher and a girl named Vicky. The five facts of the crime. What happened? The little brother of Martin Luna was killed during a drive-by shooting. Martin's little brother Hero comes to warn his brother and his crew that someone dangerous is coming to shoot them, but he gets shot in the head and dies. Who is it? Martin and his crew, Frankie Shago, Jesus, and Junie. Why did this happen? Because Martin involved in gangs and the other gang was after Frankie. When did it happen? Shortly after 11, because Jesus said he picked up Hero about this time. Where did it happen? Martin had just told his brother to go home. Hero was speeding as fast as he could on his bike when a white car came down the street with a gun out the window and shots were fired. Who was the victim? Hero was an 8-year-old brother of Martin Luna. Hero's real name is Eric. Hero in Spanish means light-skinned. He worshipped his older brother Martin and followed him around everywhere. Hero even told his brother he wanted to be just like him when he grew up. Martin would get embarrassed when he followed him, but he knew his brother looked at him like he was a superhero. What do the police know and don't know? Martin and his crew don't want to share any information with the police because, one, they don't want to be known as a snitch, and two, Frankie knows who did it and wants to seek revenge. Mr. Nelson Ramirez is a police officer, but is not only a family friend, but once dated Martin's mom. Mr. Ramirez helps Martin's mom find a new place to live when Martin feels he should be looking for who killed his little brother. Martin's mom wouldn't always have Mr. Ramirez around when she felt Martin needed a man-to-man talk. Martin wasn't having it because he's not his dad. And in the end, it wasn't Martin's fault his brother was killed, but Frankie and Martin feels betrayed because they're all friends but consider each other family. Thank you for watching this. This is Tyre Barnes signing off, but before I go, here's a question to think about. What would you do if this was your little brother? Would you seek revenge or would you choose a better path? See you next time, same channel. Feel free to leave your comments to the question on my Twitter at TJ Barnes.